All right, Carlos from Santa Ana, California is up next on Pastor's Perspective. Hi, Carlos. Welcome to the program.
Hello. I'd like to keep Pastor Chuck in our prayers and congratulations on the grandchildren for both of you.
Thanks, Carlos.
The question I've got for you today is a friend of mine has a boyfriend who is with the apostolic faith, and I'm afraid that he may be on the wrong path because they don't believe in the Trinity, the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, mm-hmm. and the Holy Spirit, and I'm concerned for her, sir.
Yeah, and very much so he should be. Chuck, what about that, these groups, and a lot of them have these apostolic-type names that are non-Trinitarian, Jesus-only Pentecostals and that. What do you say?
Well, Don, of course, marks of a cult. Number one, they say that we are right, we have the truth, everybody else is wrong. And that's one of the marks of a cult, insisting that we have sort of a corner on the truth. A second one is their testimony concerning Jesus Christ. And usually they make him something less than God. And of course, with the apostolic, it's making him, you know, sort of the exclusive only God, and denying the deity of the Holy Spirit and the fatherhood of God, our Heavenly Father. So those are marks of a cult. And of course, the apostolic group fail in both of them, in that they believe that they have a corner on the truth and that they have the only truth and that everybody else is wrong and they're the only ones who are truly right. And of course, the declaration that Jesus is the Father, he is the Son, he is the Holy Spirit, and the failure to recognize the triunity of the Godhead, recognizing that they are three separate and distinct personalities and entities, and yet so much an agreement between them that they are as one, in that there's a total unity there.
Mm-hmm. Brian?
Well, I'd just say one other thing, of course, with the cults is they all have a strong emphasis on a works-based salvation. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that the apostolic church would come out and say it in the same way that, say, the Jehovah's Witnesses or the Mormons do, but they certainly, it's a very legalistic system, to say the least, and so if they don't come out and say it, for all practical purposes, you're bound to mm-hmm. a works kind of a salvation.
Yeah, it's amazing how many groups are out there that they're the only way, and you can't have 1,000 distinct groups that are all right at the same time, but that's what they all claim. You know, you have to come to our church, not the one down the street, and that's not the gospel. Again, we are told in the gospel, remember someone else was casting demons in Jesus' name, and he wasn't with him, and Jesus said, if he's not against us, he's for us, you know, and so let's understand there are denominations who do things a little bit differently but believe in the same Lord, but some groups just don't allow for that. All right, Steve La Habra is on the line next. Welcome to Pastor's Perspective. Stephen, you're on the air.
Hi, Pastors. My question today was, I was raised in Morningstar Christian Chapel over here in Whittier, mm-hmm. and me and my girlfriend currently attend there. Well, we were both born into a religion called Molokon Christianity. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Not me.
I am.
Okay, good. Chuck can answer the question then. Okay, so is the question, Stephen, is that a cult? Is that what?
Yeah, it's been told to me that it's a cult, and but I also feel at the same time, having been raised in a Calvary church, that Christ is also there too.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll ask Chuck, since he knows about it. I certainly don't, Chuck.
Well, it's a Russian group.
Oh,
and
okay.
They're called the Holy Jumping Molokons.
Oh.
And Molokon is a milk drinker. And so they have times of waiting upon the Spirit, and they believe that when the Spirit comes upon them, they jump. And so in their services, there's a real respect of Jesus and a real respect to the Holy Spirit and a believing in the power of God's Spirit coming upon a person, but manifested in their jumping. And I've been acquainted with people who are with the Holy Jumping Mollikens, and I've had good fellowship with them. I believe they really love the Lord, and they just have a few differences as far as their worship and so forth, but yet I wouldn't classify them as a cult myself.
So what's the milk connection?
Well, you don't drink vodka.
Oh, okay.
And they're still Russian now. Well, that's interesting. So I'd never heard. That's in Mollican. Now, Chuck, I got to ask this. Have they ever showed up at Calvary Chapel when you're speaking, start jumping when they felt the Holy Spirit speaking through you?
No.
So that's it. I'd never. Brian, have you ever heard of them?
No.
That's a new one on me, too. The Mollican Christian. Anyway, Stephen, so from what Chuck said, yeah, they love the Lord. They just jump, you know, and do things differently. That's fascinating. Well, God bless you. See, in fact, I'll be out there at Morningstar tomorrow night speaking. If you're out there, Stephen, hope to see you there.
Stephen, if you're out there, just jump, and Don
I'll know which Don one you are. Yes, you jump, and that's how you'll identify yourself tomorrow night.